This Brazil nut's going to take the boys and girls and the adults back to Brazil. I know we hear a lot about the preservation of animals, and that is very, very important. But you see, for people who live in the forest, they depend on these animals, not only as their neighbours, but also to live by. They eat them. And suppose over the years, why, I'm surprised I've ever got to this age with health and strength when I look back and think, why, we've been eating armadillos and crocodiles and what else? Monkey and rodents. You wouldn't believe I'd eat a rodent. And here's one here I want to tell you about this morning. It's, anybody know what that is? No. It's not a cow. It's not a pig. It's a tapir. Anybody ever hear of a tapir? Well, that's a little tapir. That's it when it grows. That's a full-grown tapir. We call it anta. And it's not like your aunt, incidentally. It's anta. And it lives in the forest. It's not all that. It's bigger than a pig, but it's not the size of a cow. Its hide is very, very strong, so that it runs through the bushes. Why, thorns and nettles never touch it, never gets stung, and it never gets... As a matter of fact, people shooting at it, why, shot will sometimes not even go through its skin. So tough is the skin of an anta. You can see its nose there. Let me go back to this. You see its nose. Its top lip is longer than its bottom lip. And therefore, it hasn't got a trunk like an elephant. But it's got this that it uses because in the water, why, it not only swims like an otter, they say it can walk on the floor of the river and come up the other side. It's a powerful animal. And yet its meat is lovely, and that's why people hunt for it. You see, it doesn't eat meat. It eats all the greens. It eats trees and branches, and that's the tapir. I said about the tapir that the most important, the most striking thing about a tapir is not so much the big lip or the short trunk that it's got, but its big ears. Now, I don't know if you know anybody with big ears, but look at the big ears on the tapir there. The thing about the tapir, remember I said about shooting a tapir? When you go hunting for tapirs, the important place to hit is its ear. That's where the Indians with bows and arrows, they will go and they'll look, because the arrow will not do anything to its hide. It's too strong. They've got to get into the ear, and through the ear, why, the arrow will go right into the brain, and it kills the tapir. And the same with our friends when they're out hunting for monkeys or armadillo, and they're looking for tapir, and they bring it to our house, and we have enjoyed tapir many times. We've enjoyed anta many times. But you know, boys and girls, I was thinking that the most vulnerable part, the weakest part of this animal, is its ears. And that's why when the Indians go, they'll make like a sound. Because the anta will answer back. It'll listen with its big ears. And as soon as it answers, why, the hunter knows it's there, and bang! And the bullet or the shot goes in through the ears and kills the tapir. Boys and girls, I mentioned that this morning because the Bible has a lot to tell us about our ears. The Bible says that they cannot believe on him of whom they have not heard. That is, the people who have never heard the gospel have never heard because no one has ever brought it to their ears. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us so important is our ear that it says this word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why it's a great thing for you to be in church, and every week you hear the word of God. The Bible says of Timothy that as from a little boy, he learned the scriptures. And how? He heard it from his mother, heard it from his grandmother. And through the scriptures, he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. The ears are very important. Remember also, the ear can be a very vulnerable, that is a very weak place. Because remember Eve, she also had ears. And the Bible tells us she listened to the serpent. And not only listen to the serpent, because you listen to the serpent, she was tempted to do that was wrong, and she sinned against God. And that's why, boys and girls, our ears are very important. Remember what the Bible says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear what? What God says to us. It's very important to hear the word of God. The Lord Jesus said these words, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me shall not come into condemnation, but rather he has passed from death unto life. And where did it all begin? By the hearing of the ear. That's why, boys and girls, it takes us to be careful what we have heard with our ears, O God. It's important to take note what we hear. If we listen to the devil, the Bible says he is a liar, he is the father of lies, he has been a liar since the beginning. And that's why we should not listen to him. He will try to come and tell us there is no God, or he will try to tell us that we don't need God, or he would try to tell us there's plenty of time. But the Lord Jesus, he tells us, now is the accepted time. He tells us that we are to come to him. And therefore, we should hear when Jesus speaks. Do you know what the Lord Jesus said? My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. The tapir is a great animal. It's very strong in its body. It's very strong with its trunk, its snout, as we might call it. But it's very weak in its ears. And that's why, boys and girls, it's important for us to let the word of God come in through our ears, because it makes faith in our heart. And it's a great thing for you to be in church this morning and hear the word of God.